It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Carter Claybaugh reviews the Center County Reads Choice for this year.
Jess Walter's Beautiful Ruins opens like a classical Hollywood film. A beautiful young American arrives by boat in the forgotten, eccentric town of Porto Vergogna, Italy. Pasquale Tersi watches the mysterious woman from the shore and falls in love immediately. From there, Walter's novel turns into a braided tale, with chapters jumping around in time and hopscotching across America and Europe. A fast-paced and insightful novel, Beautiful Ruins captures the spectacle of modern cinema, humorously critiquing its imprint on our culture today, even as it celebrates its capacity for prosaic love and extraordinary joy. Walter cunningly reworks the history of old Hollywood through events surrounding the making of the disastrous 1963 film Cleopatra. In the present-day storyline, we meet two Hollywood archetypes, the underappreciated production company assistant, Claire Silver, and the aspiring young screenwriter, Shane Wheeler. Shane is pitching the cannibalistic exploits of the Donner Party as an epic action romance entitled Donner. In one of my favorite quotes from the novel, Shane says, "Weren't movies his generation's faith anyway, its true religion? Wasn't the theater our temple? The one place we enter separately but emerge from 2 hours later together, with the same experience, same guided emotions, same moral?" The author points out that cinema affects so much of modern life, and in many ways we can't even describe. Both Claire and Shane's fates are tied to Michael Dean, a Botox-filled Hollywood power player and scumbag. We soon learn he was responsible for salvaging Cleopatra and keeping 20th Century Fox solvent several decades ago. The turmoil involved in the production of Cleopatra provides a perfect background for Beautiful Ruins. Along the way, we meet a motley crew of fascinating characters. Their roles seem unclear until Walter expertly pulls them together in the last few chapters. Walter even reworks a part of the life of Hollywood giant Richard Burton, who co-starred in Cleopatra with his future wife, Elizabeth Taylor. As we follow this formidable cast through their often hilarious struggles, we also find honest love stories. Walter paints tender portraits of parental and filial love, simple but bountiful brotherly love, and passionate romantic love with great skill. Beautiful Ruins is Walter's latest novel, a number one New York Times bestseller. While Walter's other novels have tackled modern concerns like the aftermath of 9/11 and the current financial crisis, the rich historical context of Beautiful Ruins adds a necessary dose of cultural reflection. Walter's writing forces us to look at our current relationship with the cinema and mainstream pop culture, as well as deeper connections to people, places, and memories. After I finished Beautiful Ruins, I found myself wishing I could have spent more time with its characters. Dee and Pasquale are an especially compelling pair, and after reaching the last few pages, I wanted to remain with them a little longer. In their relationship, Walter articulates a sense that we've taken part in something larger than a film or even a book. Something that can endure through the passing of time.
That book is Beautiful Ruins by Jess Walter. It's published by Harper Perennial. Center County Reads will be hosting events based on this novel in the spring. Visit centercountyreads.org for more information. Our reviewer, Carter Claybaugh, is an intern at the Center for American Literary Studies. Claybaugh is also a junior at Penn State University Park, majoring in English. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.